He told us about Pokemon, said a building looked like a little city. He asked me what to say. We helped each other, me and little Charlie there. And meanwhile, in Texas last week, a gunman went into a school and started shooting little Charlies. So I wrote that after the Uvalde, Texas school shooting. This is one of my favorite songs. I don't know. There's a great live version of it, too. Played in New York recently. I just barely missing, I think, the designer of the album. I really like this one. One of the band members was in town for a while. And I may have talked about this. I think I did play this song. But it's one of the only albums that I play all the way through. There's like 10 of them. There's a Sea and Cake off Thrill Jockey, Elliot Smith. This one for sure. I'm trying to think, Run DMC, Raising Hell would be one for sure. Yeah, I mean, like, probably 20 then, right? I'm gonna get a CD player. This is a Broken Social Scene. It's a really pretty song.
the bush. Left the bush. Left the bush. Left the bush. Bushes in. Left the bush. Bushes. Left the bush. Bushes in. Left the bush. Bushes. Left the bush. Left the bush. Bushes in the bush.
I'm You keep on taking from me, but where's my 10%? You keep on taking from me, but where's my 10%? You keep on taking from me. trying way too hard. Ego is not your friend. I only speak the truth. No, I'm not trying to offend. Why you trying to laugh at them?
Did not mean to say that.
All right, brother. No, a muzzle for my mouth so I don't fucking get in trouble. Ah, they might.
Didn't mean to cut on your hair, Sean. God damn it.
Alright, Sean from Bughouse Square is here, and I think he thought I was just mean to him and did not mean to be. It happened this weekend. I thought I saw somebody perform. It wasn't them. I was like, alright, coming up, because I don't think I played this. Maybe I played it. I talked about this band, saw them recently. They're amazing. I'm just going to play it and then talk about gerrymandering. All right. I think I did play it.
So we'd like to the fact that Andy Warhol's brought to the song of the DJ and Shrek has this one. And a little special talk to us. Obviously, we love those bands. I'd just like to take a second to acknowledge there are a lot of people out there that need some good vibes right now in the world, so let's try and send some all together, right?
slip it into your cup, so long. so unhurried, so I'm leaning toward a wish, and I'm waiting on your front step with my dish. And I know you're the better half, because I always compare when you're mine like love. Live lucid and low on your own. No more. We fell so far, so fast, and we're caught inside a speck of dust. It's all too small to last, and I have plenty, but no words are worthy of your melody in the end. So thanks, you are the most blessed of my sins.
Anti-endless war. I paid a lot. He was really right about like two things. We're getting fucked on bilateral trade deals. Absolutely true. And he's like, endless war is fucking ridiculous. You know what I mean? Do I like what he's?
Yeah. As a, you know, he's not an arms dealer. You know,
Trump.
Yeah.
He might be. You never know. You never. No, I mean, you're right. He's a wheeler dealer business
he's
guy.
He's in the dope now. You hear this? He's gonna. They're gonna start this. He wants to start a thing. Trump RX, man. So you can get your. You can get all your prescription drugs through Trump.
He wants to cut it, right? I mean, that's an interesting thing.
Yeah, but it's gonna be through his company.
Yeah, he wants to make money. But you know what? How could you argue? You could argue the president of the United States is an arms dealer. You could say that. You could.
Yeah.
Not that he, all of them, right, throughout history, right? I mean, it's not, these are not easy fixes, but.
So you're not going to be here next week, is that what you're saying? You're done?
I think so, unless a couple people talk me out of it. I mean, I hate to say it on the air. No, you know what I'm trying to do? I want an interview with Cal Ripken Jr. He's the leader in war. That's what I want. Want me back on there? Someone help me? I'm not saying it's going to happen. That's a long shot. But, like, all I put on social media, because I saw this ML baseball.
Junior is like a.
He broke. Yeah, he's really famous. He broke. He played something like 1,600 consecutive games, breaking a streak by Lou Gehrig that will probably never be. I mean, that's like playing every game for 10 years, which is. You're not going to pull a hamstring or something. You know what I mean? It's a really hard thing to do. And he was a great player, you know? And he's a nice guy.
His politics are shit?
No, I just saw an MLB. Oh, this isn't working.
replacement war is an advanced sabermetric statistic in baseball that attempts to qualify a player's total value to their team by comparing their contributions to those of a replacement level player.
So, sabermetrics. Me and Sean are talking about the baseball statistic war. Yeah,
that is so sabermetric, man.
And I don't even know. Dude, I'm a sportsman. I don't know what sabermetrics are, but like measuring a player's value versus their replacement.
Replacement player, a hypothetical player who can be acquired with minimal cost. A player's war is the number of additional wins their team achieves over what it would have if the player was replaced by a consumer grade player.
It actually says consumer grade. Me and Sean are figuring out.
This statistic accounts for all aspects of a player's performance, including hitting, pitching, base running, and fielding, and often includes adjustments for the position played.
It is a stat, and I know this is my opinion. I'm not putting words from your mouth. Sean's just reading off the phone what the stat, because I told him I don't even know. I don't understand it. I mean, I had a general idea, but I wasn't going to look it up, and it's even worse than I thought. To me, this is my opinion. It's not the opinion of Radio Valencia. It's a bullshit-ass fucking stat made up to jam the acronym WAR at us. So,
all in caps.
All in caps, right. And Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, had played more consecutive games than anyone else, being Lou Gehrig's streak is the leader in a war. So unless, I mean, I'm just going to sign off. No, I want to talk about gerrymandering it. So I got 19 minutes. Well, I got about, to be fair to Sean, I got about 9 minutes. Redistricting, gerrymandering, it's total bullshit. Do not buy into that. So over the last 20 years or so, 1,500 in-person polling locations have disappeared around the country, and that's to disenfranchise poor folks. If you are living, I found a few years ago, one of the worst places to try to go vote in person, there's an area in Kansas where it was figured they had the person had to drive an hour to go vote. So I really wonder whether or not the Dems and the Republicans are worrying about redistricting and gerrymandering there. So I would say I would love, you know, maybe I'll work my way up to it to have a talk show instead of these talking head pundits that are in everybody's pockets, you know, to have someone in front of me. I would love and be like, hey, I think gerrymandering is BS. How come there's no good reason that 1,500 in-person polling locations have disappeared over the last 20 years, save for the fact that this country wants to disenfranchise poor people for voting. So if someone has, I'm sure someone's listening, if someone has another idea of why this is happening, let me know and I will combat your spin and your bullshit, because I'm calling bullshit on gerrymandering and redistricting. I'm saying that's a snow screen. I'm saying when anyone brings that up, the direct exact response should be, well, what about the 1,500 in-person polling locations that have disappeared in this country in the last 20 years under both administrations? So with that, I hope for peace. I would love to interview somebody about the baseball stat war. Really only Cal Ripken, because he's the leader in war. And so Fiat Chase saying, I want to interview Cal Ripken about war. Otherwise, I'm off the air permanently. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Happy Horseshit. Bye.
Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
We've only just begun. I got all sorts of new dark shit for you, my man.
You ever dance with the devil in the moonlight?
I don't know what my attitude is. I'm trying to work on it all the time, you know. I'm drinking water tonight. That's pretty amazing. Water. It's really weird how your life changes. You know what I mean? Water. 4 years ago, opium. Isn't that weird? I mean, really. It's night and day. Night and fucking day. Some of y'all may remember me as a drinker. I was a weekend drinker. You know, I'd start on Saturday, end on Friday, and thought I was controlling it there. But I don't drink anymore. I don't do drugs anymore either than, I'd say, the average touring funk band. If I had to add it up. I don't do drugs anymore either. But I'll tell you something about drugs. I used to do drugs, but I'll tell you something honestly about drugs, honestly, and I know it's not a very popular idea. You don't hear it very often anymore, but it is the truth. I had a great time doing drugs. Sorry. Never murdered anyone, never robbed anyone, never raped anyone, never beat anyone, never lost a job, a car, a house, a wife, or kids, laughed my ass off, and went about my day. Sorry. Now, where's my commercial? Why don't I get a commercial? Why is it always that other guy that gets the commercial? I lost my job, then my house, then my wife, then my car, then my kids. Don't do drugs. Well, I'm definitely not doing them with you. Fuck! Man, you're bumming me out. Get him out of here. Who invited Mr. Doom over? Get that guy out of here. The guy by the dip. He's bumming everyone out. He hadn't stopped talking. I wish he'd lose his fucking voice. I mean, I've lost my car before. Okay. Found it the next day, you know, no biggie. I don't think that warranted a commercial. I lost my car, and, no, nope, there it is by that dumpster. Forget it. See you tomorrow. You know, I've lost stuff. I'm not saying that. I knew we were in trouble in that damn egg commercial, that guy. I knew that was the government's take on drugs. You know, we're fucked, believe me. Here's your brain. I've seen a lot of weird shit on drugs. I've never, ever, 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 ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once, all right? I have seen UFOs split the sky like a sheet, but I have never, ever, ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once. I have had seven balls of light come off of a UFO, lead me onto their ship, explain to me telepathically that we are all one and there is no such thing as death, but I have never, ever, ever, ever looked at an egg, thought it was a fucking brain. Now, maybe I wasn't getting good shit. I admit it, I see that commercial, I feel cheated. Hey, where's the stuff that makes eggs look like brains? That sounds neat. Did I quit too soon? What is that, CIA stash? You see the guy in that commercial? Guy's got a beer gut. All right, this is it. Look at it, man. This is your brain. I ain't doing this again. That's your brain. The guy's drunk doing the fucking commercial, man. Here's your brain. That's an egg. That's a frying pan. That's a stove. You're an alcoholic. Dude, I'm tripping right now. And I still see that as a fucking egg, all right? I see the UFOs around it, but that is a goddamn egg in the middle. There's a hobbit eating it, but goddammit, that hobbit is eating a fucking egg. He's on a unicorn, but that's a fucking egg, yeah. How dare you have a wino tell me not to do drugs? Why did I quit? Because after you've been taken aboard a UFO, it's kind of hard to top that, all right? You know, they have Alcoholics Anonymous. They don't have Alien Anonymous. Tell you what, though, going to AA meetings, which I have to do, but going there and hearing people talk about their fucking booze stories, you know, I'm sitting there. You know, the taste of gin, it's just so good. Fuck you, I've been on a UFO. Fuck off! I went drinking with aliens, you fucker! Shut up! I lost my wife. I lost an alien culture who wanted to take me to the planet Arcturus. Fuck you. And I don't know if I've gotten the resentment, you know, forgiveness part down in the program, but... One day at a time. Oh, I just cannot, you know, believe in a war against drugs when they have anti-drug commercials on TV all day long, followed by This Bud's For You. I got news for you, folks. A1, alcohol is a drug. B2, and here's the rub, alcohol kills more people than crack, coke, and heroin combined each year. So, thanks for inviting me to your little alcoholic drug den here tonight. You fine, upstanding citizens, you, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Now, you know why? If I was going to have a drug be legal, it would not be alcohol. You know why? There's better drugs and better drugs for you. That's a fact. So you can stop your internal dialogue. Well, wait a minute, Bill. Alcohol is an acceptable form of social interaction, which for thousands of years has been the norm under which human beings have congregated and formed social instruments, and they would congregate. Shut the fuck up. Your denial is beneath you, and thanks to the use of hallucinogenic drugs, I see through you. Pot is a better drug than alcohol. Fact, and I'll prove it to you. You're at a ball game, you're at a concert, someone's really violent, aggressive, and obnoxious. Are they drunk or are they smoking pot? The one and only correct answer. Tell them what they want, Johnny. I've never seen people on pot get in a fight because it is fucking impossible. Hey, buddy. Hey, what? End of argument. Say you get in a car accident and you've been smoking pot. You're only going 4 miles an hour. Shit, we hit something. Forgot to open the garage door, man. Gotta get the garage door open so Domino's knows we're home. But I'll tell you the truth. I have never heard one reason that rang true why marijuana is against the law. That rang true now. I'm not talking about the reasons the government tells us, because I hope you know this. I think you do. All governments are lying cocksuckers. I hope you know that. Good. All right. I mean, marijuana grows everywhere, serves 1,000 different functions, all of them positive. To make marijuana against the law is like saying God made a mistake. You know what I mean? It's like God on the seventh day looked down at his creation, said, there it is, my creation, perfect and holy in all ways. Now I can rest. Oh, my me. I left fucking pot everywhere. I should never have smoked that joint on the third day. If I leave pot everywhere, that's going to give people the impression they're supposed to use it. Shit. Now I have to create Republicans. So you see, it's a vicious cycle. And I'm not promoting the use of drugs, believe me. I'm not. I've had bad times on drugs, okay? I mean, look at this haircut. Fuck! Tell you, I live in New York now, man. I tell you, man, the war on drugs is definitely taking a ceasefire there. It's... I mean, it's incredible. They sell drugs out loud on the streets. Heroin, 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 coke, 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 smoke, smoke. Heroin, heroin. Those guys bug the shit out of me. So I'm walking down the street one day. This guy's walking ahead of me, passes one of those dealers. He looks at him, he goes, heroin, heroin, heroin. I pass him, he looked at me, he goes, glue. I can afford heroin, you fucker. I'm doing laundry right now. As soon as my shirt's out of the cleaners, I'm coming back and buying some of that shit from you. I mean, he embarrassed me to death, all right? I was mortified. Glue. Fucker. Where's a bank machine? Come here. Come here, Mr. Dealer. Come here. I'm going to show you my balance. Then I'm going to buy heroin from that little kid across the street. Fuck you. New York's a rather tense town. We've only just begun. I got all sorts of new dark